This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, October 10th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grahada.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of the Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, offering a blend of local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. More information available online at nwaonline.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the drama department at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith prepares for the world premiere of Dramnium.
Also, a preview of a series of Tai Chi classes in Fayetteville this weekend, and a look at what it means if a project is Envision certified.
Those stories and more, but first, in advance of next year's legislative session, Arkansas lawmakers yesterday began working on the budget for the coming year. But they acknowledge many questions won't be answered until next month's elections. In an interview with Roby Brock of Talk Business, Democratic Senator-elect Uvalde Lindsay of Fayetteville acknowledged changes are ahead.
I think this budget session will see a move to more conservative government. I think there will be a lot of questions asked. A lot of good questions. The dialogue between the parties and between the members will be spirited. I think that's healthy.
The Joint Budget Committee started the process by looking at the financial needs of each state agency. The hearings begin less than a month before an election where the GOP hopes to win control of the state legislature for the first time since Reconstruction. But Republican Andrea Lee of Russellville says the key factor they'll be looking at is what is best for the state.
My experience is, in the end, we're always looking towards the same goal. Arkansas is a conservative state. I think it's going to be a conservative budget once again. We're all looking to figure out how to pay for the expected shortfall coming up, the $400 million that we're hearing about. And I think we're going to be taking a tight look. Rumor is people are already holding budgets, and it hasn't even really gotten into full swing.
Governor Mike Beebe is not expected to present his balanced budget proposal until after November's election.
Economic analysts say Arkansas's urban areas are growing. According to recently released data from the 2010 census, job prospects in larger cities aided that growth in urban areas, causing the state's rural population to grow less than 1% from 2000 to 2010. Michael Paco is the chief economist for the Institute of Economic Advancement at the University of Arkansas, Little Rock.
Arkansas is still at the rural end of things if you compare to other states. You know, with a population that's only 56.2% urban in 2010, that really compares to the national average really around 1930s or 1940s. Quite a difference from the national average, but that has to do with the fact that Arkansas is traditionally an agricultural state.
Paco says the fastest growing urban areas that had the largest increase in population were in counties attached to large metropolitan areas, such as Benton County in northwest Arkansas and Faulkner and Saline counties in central Arkansas.
A group wanting to create a watershed sanctuary in Cave Springs is one step closer to completing the project. The Illinois River Watershed Partnership announced last week it reached its fundraising goal to purchase 30 acres of land in Cave Springs, including 24 acres of urban forest surrounding the 6-acre Lake Keith. Delia Hawk is the director of the Watershed Partnership. She says when complete, the sanctuary will offer a variety of programming and amenities for visitors.
We'll be starting plans with game and fish to provide an outdoor classroom, restrooms, a pavilion, trails. We're excited to work with the Forestry Commission, identify trees, and have a watershed quest. We're working with the Nature Conservancy to preserve the area around the cave. We are excited about a grant from the Wingate Charitable Foundation, and they're going to provide opportunities for nature art there on site.
But while the ink may be dry on the deed for the property, the group has much work ahead before the sanctuary will be ready for the public.
We hope by spring or summer to be able to kind of have it open to the public from a safety standpoint, but also from, you know, to have those amenities available, at least the trails and some of the outdoor opportunities available to the public. But we're going to keep the gate closed for now until we can really address any of the safety issues that need to be addressed.
Hawk says brush and other debris must be cleared before the property will be safe for visitors.
A popular stream in Bella Vista will soon undergo rehabilitation. Daryl Bowman is the lake ecologist and fisheries manager with the Bella Vista Property Owners Association. He says Tanner Creek is in desperate need for restoration.
heavy floods in 2008, 2009, and I think even 2010 have just really damaged the stream itself in that area. And so the whole purpose of the project is to rehabilitate that stream and in a manner that it reinforces it better to withstand future flood events, but to use natural channel design techniques to do so because it is in a nature area.
Bowman says while oftentimes creek restoration efforts center on using gabion baskets or loads of large stones spread along shorelines, restoration efforts at Tanyan Creek will be different.
The idea here is to use natural channel design techniques and incorporate bioengineering where we use the mathematics of stream processes and natural materials to just make the stream behave better as a natural system and try to avoid those civil engineering techniques that don't benefit wildlife or aquatic life very well and aren't aesthetically pleasing at all.
Bowman says Bella Vista has formed a partnership to perform the necessary restoration work.
In order to be better stewards of our stream resources, we've contracted and partnered with Water Resource Conservation Center, which is a nonprofit located in Fayetteville, and they specialize in this sort of stream rehabilitation work. And they have secured what's called a state wildlife grant to work on Tanyard Creek and Bella Vista. And the state wildlife grant is federal money that funnels through the local state agency in any given area.
The entire project will cost an estimated $190,000, including the $70,000 state wildlife grant.
According to a study released by the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, traffic congestion on highways in northwest Arkansas is costing area residents and businesses more than $103 million. The study, commissioned by the Northwest Arkansas Council, studied 8 stretches of highway in Benton and Washington counties. Of the highways analyzed, U.S. Highway 412 between Arkansas 112 and Thompson Street in Springdale was the busiest, costing $12.6 million to drivers and causing about 137,000 hours of delay per mile annually. Highway 71B between Central Avenue and Mulberry Lane in Bentonville was the second most congested roadway studied, causing about 130,000 hours of delay per mile and costing drivers $11.2 million annually.
Partly cloudy tonight, 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Lows in northwest Arkansas about 43. In the Arkansas River Valley, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Highs around 70 in northwest Arkansas, mid to upper 70s tomorrow afternoon for the Arkansas River Valley. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain. Lows will be in the lower 60s in northwest Arkansas. Overcast with fog tomorrow night in the Arkansas River Valley. Lows in the mid-60s.
That was New Chance Blues by Punch Brothers, who will be performing at Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Festival at Mulberry Mountain in Ozark tomorrow evening. All of the musical interludes throughout today's show will feature songs from bands performing at the festival. And later in the program, Mountain Sprout, one of the bands performing at the 3-day event, will stop by the Furman Garner Performance Studio.